Simin Tes, Sif Katan Ches, page Nun Zayin. Okay, everyone have it? Page Nun Zayin, Simin Tes, Sif Katan Ches, Kol HaMitzvos, Bevarach Aleihem Oivel Asiyasan. Every mitzvah, the requirement, the halacha requires us to make the bracha before we fulfill the mitzvah. Perish, what does that mean? Koidim Shasiya, before the action. Ula'achar HaBracha, take it from Yad, Tzorich Lasois, Es HaMitzvah B'li Hefzik. Immediately after the bracha is been concluded, we fulfill the mitzvah without any delay. Therefore, how does one mekayim the mitzvah of Oivel Yasiyasin with regard to the talis? If you make the bracha when the talis is still in the talis bag, that's too early. Then there is a delay. I'll make the bracha, L'sa'atef batzitzis, then I have to open up the talis bag, take out the talis, unfold it, put it over my head, and then wrap it around my head and shoulders. There's too much of a delay. So therefore, l'chein, therefore, ye'ochoyz asatalis b'shtei yodav, take the talis out of the bag, unfold it, hold it by you with your two hands. V'yichavin have kavana, sh'tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'sa'atef batzitzis, machlegis, mitzvos, tshichos kavana, o'yein, however, you should at least have kavana. Everyone doesn't hurt to have kavana. But Hashem has commanded us to put on the tzitzis. Kedei sheniskor is called mitzvos of lasai. And also, the kids is telling us have kavana the reason. That's a chiddush because not all the time should you have kavana for the reason. This passage of the Torah tells us the reason. Many mitzvos, not every mitzvah. So does Hashem tell us the reason? So when Hashem does not tell you the reason, just do the mitzvah, because Hashem told you to do the mitzvah. But when Hashem tells you the reason, it doesn't hurt to have kavana for the reason of the mitzvah. And the reason why we wear tzitzis is to remember all of the mitzvahs. Shenem ma'ariz ma'asot z'chadim is called mitzvah Hashem. V'ivarech mu'umid. Next halacha, you should make the bracha when you are standing. This is a very big sugi. Why is that so? Why make the bracha when you're standing? Make the bracha when you're sitting. Okay, but that's what he says. L'sa'atev batzitzis. Here we have machlokes, the kitzur and the Mishnah Berurah. The kitzur says it's with a patach. Batzitzis, which means the tzitzis. Why? What do you mean, the tzitzis? The tzitzis which have been fashioned with all of the related halachas. It was spun lishma, it was shazur lishma, the knots retired lishma, everything was done kidas uchedin. It wasn't just stam tzitzis. I know I went once there was a non-Jewish worker in the yeshiva. And you know, it just goes to show how you're influenced by your environment. And he saw the boys wear tzitzis. It's true, it's a true story. He saw the boys wear tzitzis, so he liked it. He thought it was cool. So he made his own tzitzis. Now he doesn't, he's a guy. He's one of the janitor's workers. He thought it was cool. Look at these guys, they all have these strings hanging out. So he took strings and he tied it around the loops in the belt. And he made these like nice, cool designer tzitzis. It's a cool thing to do. This is what everyone does. I'm also going to do it. That's why you say l'satev bat tzitzis. Ba means the tzitzis that have been fashioned kehalacha, not the tzitzis that are cool. You know, they even had the New York Times, someone I remember years ago in the fashion, that they a talis, like these designer talisas. Once Jews do it, so already, so it becomes style and all the different fashion designers. You go to synagogue on high holidays, so you have to wear special clothing. But these things are possible. They're not done kedasu chedin. So it's bat tzitzis. You always should remind yourself that the tzitzis that you're wearing are with the hey hayidia. The patach is equivalent to the hayidia. It's the tzitzis that have been fashioned kehalacha, what halacha requires of us. And by the way, Derech Agav, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He says that you should say bit tzitzis, not bat tzitzis. So I know what it says in the Siddur, but you have to look in different Siddurim, the Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah. What do you say when you put on a talis? You say ba? So you say, what do you say? Bat tzitzis. Like the case of Shochanach. The Mishnah Berurah says bit tzitzis. I see what it says in the Arabic. I don't know what it says. Ba. Okay. So this is what it says. So you shall say it with... goes to show how the influence of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is on us more so than the Mishnah Berurah in certain instances. The Baruch Mumud Lesatef Batzitzis Habeis Bepatach the Yisatef Miyad Esrash. Then, so what you do is you take it, you hold it in your hands, and you hold it over your head, and it should come down to your lip. Okay, everyone knows that when you hold the talus over your head, it comes down to your lip, and you hold it with two hands. Hold it with two hands, and then you make the bracha, and then you take the four corners, and you wrap it over the left side. You take all four corners, and you swipe it over behind you, and you make sure you hit someone really hard behind you. It happens to me every day. Make sure, if you don't whip someone, lo yatsa. Lo yatsa.
There's one trouble, you can't retaliate.
Okay, so v'yisatef miyad esrosh ad lamata mipiv, so you shall cover it over, you shall drape it. V'yisatef means to drape it miyad esrosh, show your head, ad lamata mipiv, until below your mouth, until the lips. V'achakach yale hakanafos al tzavaroi, you shall then take the four corners all over your shoulder, v'yisatef, and wrap it around your shoulder, ki'atifas ha'yishme'elim, like the Yishme'elim. V'amoid kach, and you shall stand there, k'dei hiloch arba amos, and you shall, how long shall you do this? You shall wait there, the amount of time it takes you to walk dalet amos. How long does it take you to walk 6 feet? I don't know, a second? 2 seconds, the machmer, 3 seconds, not very long does it take to walk, count the tiles on the floor. Count 6 tiles on the floor. It doesn't take more than a second to walk 6 tiles on the floor. The Yomer HaPsukim HaYokar, whatever it says in the city, you say all those psukim. The Yachan afterwards, Yochel HaSiro, and after you finish, you wait that amount of time, you say those psukim, you can remove from over your head. Me'al Reisho, the Nochon Lehizor Shlo Ligor, at Sitzava Oretz, it's proper here, this should not drag on the earth. Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. Therefore, Yag Bihan. Now he says you are a very big chiddush. V'yachol l'toichvan toichachagura. You can put the tzitzis inside your belt. If you're wearing a gartel or you're wearing a belt, you can put the tzitzis in your belt and it's okay. Now, why is it okay? Because they are posting that disagree with the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and they hold if you put it inside your belt, it's as if they're cut off. The belt in halacha cuts off that part of the garment, so it's not considered. If you have a garment, you put the tzitz in the garment, you have a tight belt, so we view what's beneath the belt to be cut off. Cut off, you're no longer wearing tzitzis. That's the opinion of some poskim. The kitzur disagrees, there's no issue whatsoever. If you want to make sure that it stays on your body, and you want to put it in your belt, go right ahead. Many chazon, one thing, you're a private person, so you put it over, but if you're shatz on the Yom Neroim, or even on the regular Shabbos or weekday, and the talus keeps on falling off, so you see many people, they put the talus, they tie it on nice and snug to make sure that it does not fall off.
What about a gartel?
What do you mean the gartel?
A gartel, if you wear a gartel as a belt.
Of course, you can put under the gartel. You put the tzitzis under the gartel. Yeah, you can, yeah. The kitzur is lenient. The kitzur says v'yochol. The gartel is the chagura, is the belt.
You say you can't do that with a gartel.
Yeah. Some people are mocked, but they hold that you should not put the tzitzis under the gartel, because then the gartel is cutting off the tzitzis. And it's like you're not wearing tzitzis. The kitzur disagrees. The kitzur says there's no issue whatsoever. You can do it. We're only here to learn chumas. I always tell you that. We're not here to learn chumas. You can do it. You can put it underneath the gartel. It's not cool that you're cutting off the gartel. Okay, let's see what it's... Right, so why are we trying to imitate the Yishmael and the Arabs? Okay, you're not the Arabs don't wear a talis, so it's not mamish. What's the right? I don't have a good answer. Why?
They're totally wrapped. They don't leave any part of the body open.
They cover themselves with burqa.
Protect themselves from the sun.
Okay, so I don't know the answer. There is something very deep. Why do we imitate? It's spoken about. I'm not prepared. I don't know the answer, but there is a discussion of why is there an inyan when you wear a talis, we imitate the Yishmael. Yishmael is not our. They're not our friends. Not something we want to associate with. So why do we want to follow in their ways when we put on the talis? I don't know the answer. There is definitely an answer, and there's definitely spoken about. There's something there. By the we do, one thing that we do find about Yishmael, we read about him on Rosh Hashanah. Ba'asher hu sham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the tefillah of Yishmael. By Hagar, what are the psukim, the pasuk? pasuk says, "Vayishva lekim es kol hanar ba'asher husham." You wear a talis when you daven. The concept of wearing a talis comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the tzura of tefillah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbein the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, it says in the Gemara, Nis'atev Keshliach Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself in a talis, who wrapped himself in a talis like a Shliach Tzibur, and taught Moshe the Seder HaTzvila, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. A talis is the tzura of tefillah. Yishmael, although Yishmael caused Klal Yisrael great harm, Yishmael in his youth captured the essence of tefillah. Kishoma, that Vayar Hashem, Hashem saw Yishmael, and Hashem listened to Yishmael. Kishoma Hashem Kodach, Hashem listened to the prayer of Yishmael, Ba'asher Husham. So he, to a certain degree, the child of Avraham Avinu, teaches us the inyan of tefillah. And therefore, when we wrap ourselves in a talis to prepare for the tefillah, we imitate and we relate to this midah of Yishmael. Okay, let's go for it. No, Yishmael is a very complicated person. The proof is that there are people today, we call people by the name of Yishmael. Yishmael is not no one is called today Esav. Unheard of. You never saw anyone called by the name Esav.
When was the last time you were in a person saw someone name a kid Yishmael?
Well,
we have Rev Yishmael.
Right. Okay, so
uses the name Rav Yishmael.
But it's found in Chazal. We understand, but
name of the Chazal, it was never used.
Because that's when the Muslim religion came into being after that.
Could be. We don't want anyone to refer to their nation. It's a later event.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But technically there's nothing wrong with the name Yishmael. In fact, we do find the Tanoim Amoraim who call by the name Yishmael. But you don't find anyone ever in the Gemara and Chazal called Nimrod. No one calls somebody called Nimrod. The Israelis,
right,
who are Lahaches. An Israeli who's Chayze Beshuva. Really? Nimrod. It's a very popular name in Eretz Yisrael. By the Chilonim.
Yeah.
But any Chiloni that is Chayze Beshuva will change his name. That's Pashut. No, you don't hear anyone called Esav. You don't hear people called but people are called Yishmael. So you see that Yishmael, there are positive things that Chazal have taken from Yishmael. And the classic example is Atifas Talis, like Yishmael. Yishmael captures the essence of Tefillah. Hashem listened to his prayer. Talis is the essence, is the tzura of tefillah. So when we enter into that mode of tefillah, we have to imitate, attach ourselves to Yishmael, who does, to a certain degree, capture the essence of tefillah. Okay, let's go for it. Let's see over here the Shomer Halacha. Let's review the procedure. The procedure is you take the talis, and you hold the talis over your head, until your lip, and you recite the bracha. You hold the talis with your two hands, just draped over your shoulder, over your head. You make the bracha, Asher Kedoshanu B'mitzvah, 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 and then you take all the parts of the talis, and you drape it over the left side. You take all the four corners over the left side, and you stay like that for 2 seconds. And while you are like that for 2 seconds, you recite the psukim Mayokar and the other psukim, and then you're finished. Fine. Now let's see over here what it says in the Kitshulchan Aruch Ois Ches on the Shi'onim Mitzvah Halach on the bottom. The Yisatif Miyades Roishay Ayin B'Shal Shuvus Lachem Shlomo De Oisan HaOisim Artifus Rak Saviv HaRoish Beli Gof Lo Yatsu Yidei Chovas Itof Ayin Sham. So he says something very important. When you do the Itof, don't just do it around your head. Sometimes a very small talus. Talus doesn't have to be very large. It was scarf talus. We're not getting involved in the scarf, but let's say the talus is very small. When you do the Ituf, you have to be careful that the Ituf should at least cover part of your body. Don't just take the whole talus and bunch it up and just do it over your head, and don't have it drape at all over your body. Part of the part of the whipping of the tzitzis around the left side must include part of your body, some part of the shoulders and the low part, the upper part of the back. But if you just do it around your head, that is not a fulfillment of what it says in the pasuk lehisateif. Lehisateif means to envelop yourself. It includes to wrap. It includes the head. The word lehisateif must include the head, but it does not. It's misunderstood. People get carried away. Oh, lehisateif means only the head. No, not only. It means the head, an additional. The head also has to be included, not to exclude part of the body. So one more time, the words over here, what it says in the Shal Shuvas Lachem Shlomo, the oisam shoisam ho'itif rak saviv harosh b'li haguf lo yatsu yidei choy v'asitif ayin sham avol mitzvah sitzis bevada yatsu de loik siv b'torah itof rak asher techas seba. The Torah says that you shall cover your body. You shall cover your body with tzitzis. It does not say anywhere in the midst of tzitzis, itof. This concept of itof is a mystical concept from Chazal. We learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nis'atef Keshliach Tzibur. Hashem is described as dressing himself in itof like a Shliach Tzibur. That's why we do it, but that's not the primary form of the mitzvah. The primary form of the mitzvah is asher techaseba, to cover your body, which does not necessarily include the head. And that's why many people do not necessarily cover their head when they daven. When they daven, they just put the towels over their shoulders, over their body, and that's it. They don't have to cover their head. Covering their head is not an absolute requirement. There's another in of kisui harosh. So you can cover your head with a hat. You can cover your head. The chazanim traditionally had these very big hats. And as long as you have a head covering. But it's not an absolute requirement. It's just a minhag. But the yarmulke is a head covering. But it's not the full covering over the head.
So therefore, if you have a yarmulke only,
yeah,
you should cover your head with the towels. Yes or no?
There are different... Yes. It's not clear. It's not clear what the absolute requirement is. It's not clear. The Iker requirement is you have to have your head covered. That's a given.
If your wife tells me to do it...
That's a given. To cover with the towels, like the B'nai Torah do, that appears to be a minhag. Doesn't appear to be the halacha. It's a custom. Take the towels over your head... When you're davening, doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you have to do that.
I was concerned about a yarmulke being officially a head covering. If it's not officially, then you have to put the towels on.
Well, of course. If you're not wearing a yarmulke, you have to cover it with something.
No, I'm saying, is a yarmulke considered adequate to be labeled a head covering?
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, so therefore you don't have to put the towels.
But there's another, there's a minhag to take the towels, some have the minhag, the towel should cover the head. Ituf. That the towel should not just be asher techaseba, there should be itof. What?
Or just by
Shmon Esrei. What? No, but you make the bracha. Being the Chazal instituted the bracha, use the word lehisateif. When you make the bracha, it must be over the head.
Right, okay.
That's the bracha. To mekayim the words of the bracha. But what about tefillah? For the remainder of tefillah, is there a requirement of itof for the remainder of tefillah? That's minhagim. That's not halacha. No, the answer he's saying it's not required. It's not required. Even to wear a talis by davening is only a minhag. It's not a halacha. It's not halacha. You have to even wear a talis altogether. You can go a whole day without a talis. It's not a requirement. If you have a garment of four corners, you have to put on a talis. So this is a minhag. We wear a talis. How far you go? Are you also mekayim itof when you oimel lefnei hamelech? That depends. If not mistaken, on minhag. Okay, let's see. I will be.
If you're putting on a talis, then.
We're going to see. We're going to come to that. We're going to come to Talskan in a moment. We'll come to all that. Everything is discussed in very great detail. The next halacha of Talskan. Okay, let's go now to the next halacha. Halacha tes. Ein mevarchem alat tzitzis el b'yom. The only time to make a bracha is only by day. V'loy b'layla. Ulechatchila yizor shlo yivarch aleim ad sheyehei kolkach. It should be later in the day. Sheyakir bein tcheles l'lavan. So you look at the calendars. I don't know all the calculations. But it should be sufficient light where you can differentiate between blue and white. The Mishnah. V'im lova shatalas katan b'od laila. Very common. You wake up very early. You wake up 6 o'clock, whatever it is. And you put on the talis cut out. Now, before we go, we have to remember that the kid's Shulchan Aruch is telling us something which we don't do la halacha. This is something we follow, where the Olam follows the Mishnah Bura, where if you wear a talis gadol, you don't make a bracha on the talis katan, period. That is, now that's what the Mishnah Bura says, and that appears to be the minhag ha'olam. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch disagrees. He makes it very clear that his custom was that you make two brachas every single day. When you put on a talis katan, you make the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvahs v'tzvanu al mitzvahs tzitzis. And when you put on a talis katan, you make a second bracha. Maybe there are people who have this custom. Anyone have this custom today to make two brachas? Could be some follows halacha. This is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You make two brachas on the talis katan and a talis katan. So let's assume now we're following the mindset of the Tumah Kitzur. You make a bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvahs al mitzvahs tzitzis. Problem is, it's too early. It's still night. You woke up 6 in the morning, and it's not Mishayakir. You cannot tell the difference between white and blue. Look in the calendar on when that Zman is until, let's say, at least 6:30. So it's too early to make the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis. So what do you do? So he writes, V'im lovash es atalis katan be'od laila v'loi beruch alav oy shalav shoy be'od shalo hayu yadav nikios. Let's say it's late. You wake up 7 o'clock. It's after Mishayakir, and your hands are dirty. You're not clean, so you cannot make a bracha when you have dirty hands. So then he says a chiddush. Don't make a bracha. You did not make a bracha. I never made a bracha. Ideally, I should have made a bracha. But the problem was I woke up too early, or because my hands were not clean. So I did not make a bracha. Now I come to shul, and I'm up to putting on the talis gadol. So in this instance, just make one bracha. You chavin bebracha zo, and you put on the talis gadol, and you make the bracha asher kedushan b'mitzvos v'mitzvos l'satay v'tzitzis, half kavana, gam al hatalis katan. Fine. So that, but it's mashma from his words. If you do wake up late, you put on the talis katan at a time when it's already mishayakir, and your hands are clean at the time when you put on the talis katan, it's mashma from the kitzur, and that's how the farshim they read into the kitzur that you should make ideally a separate bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis, and later when you put on the talis katan, you make lisatei pat tzitzis only when you are not putting on, when you're putting it on when it's the middle of the night or your hands are not clean, then you don't make a bracha and you rely upon the bracha of lesatev patzitis. But as I mentioned, the Mishnah Brura disagrees and says that even if you're waking up late in the day after Mishayakir and your hands are clean and you do have the option of making the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, you should not. You should not. It's a bracha shen yitzricha because you will later in the day make the bracha of al lisatef, and that will exempt you. So it's a chiluk, a very big nafkamina between the kitzur and the Mishnah Brura if you make two brachos when you have an opportunity to do so. Yeah.
Yeah, but as we just said, there is no mitzvah of yet the bracha.
That's why you make al mitzvahs. You don't make lisatef.
Not lisatef according to. No, you're being
outside
with the talus.
Yes. It's a catch-all. The ituf includes both. It includes, ituf is a word which means head and body. See, ituf does not mean that's the word people get misled. They think ituf means only the head. That's why he quoted over here from the Chalshuv's Lechem Shlomo. Ituf means to envelop. You can envelop, but it has a connotation of the head also. But it does not exclude the body. So when you make the bracha l'sa'atei, if it also includes this, that your body has been enveloped in the talis gadol. Now, mi she'ein loy talis gadol. This happens. The person goes away. Let's say he has to be in a place where he doesn't have his talis with him. Mi she'ein loy talis gadol im loy ve'ish es talis katan biyom v'yodav nikios yivorech olav al mitzvahs tzitzis. You shall make mitzvahs v'havav bepatach mitzvahs. Not mitzvos, mitzvahs tzitzis. V'im loiv shaykesh eni yochol levarech lov. A person only has a talis katan, does not have a talis gadol, and he's putting on the talis katan when it's early, when it's still dark, or he's putting on the talis katan when his hands are not clean, and he does not plan on coming in contact with the talis gadol for the remainder of the day, doesn't have a talis gadol with him. So what then should he do? When it's now later in the day, you can yakib and love on tcheles and viyadav nikios yikach esatzitzis biyadav go pull out the tzitzis from underneath your garments and hold on to them and make the bracha. V'yivarech al mitzvah tzitzis. Period. So you make the bracha later on. You don't have to take it off. It's telling you, you don't need to take off the talis katan and put it back on. While the talis katan is on, just hold, grab the four tzitzis, and now make the bracha. Vim yoshen. Now here's a very important halacha. Vim yoshen betalis only really applies to a bachurim. People that are married anyway make the talis gadol, but a person that's a bachur does not wear a talis gadol, only wears a talis katan, and sleeps the whole night in his talis katan. He never took it off. He fell asleep wearing the talis katan, and now it's the next day. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, period. V'yim yoshan b'talis katan, lo yivarech olav achar kach klal. Because you never took it off. The bracha you made yesterday, it's not a bracha yomis. Making the bracha is when you put on the talis katan for the very first time. After you are mafsik, then you make a new bracha. But if you were not mafsik, then just because it was nighttime, even though it's true, and this is a very big lomdash ha-chidish, even though nighttime is lav, zman, tzitzis, it's still not called a hefsik. It's not a zman that you chayiv in tzitzis, but it's not a zman that's mafsik from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Incredible chidish. You have a twilight zone. I have no obligation on if I put on a garment at night to make a bracha. But if I'm already wearing a tzitzis, now that I've come into this time period, it's not considered to be a hefsik where the bracha I made yesterday is going to expire and not allow me to continue wearing tzitz the next day without a new bracha. The bracha I made yesterday continues into the following day. That's what it says. Incredible chiddush. Vim yoshein betalis katan lo yivarech olav achar kach klal. Ach, kishmavarech ala talis gadol yichavim lepotu. But it doesn't hurt that if you do wear the next day a talis gadol, so that's a different type of garment, lesate betzitzis, and you do make a bracha on when you make a bracha the next day on the talis gadol, then of course you should have kavan to pater the talis gadol. But that's anyway, you anyway do that no matter what.
Shower, then you got dressed.
If you took off the talis katan, we're going to learn soon when you take off.
But he got up and took a shower and got dressed again.
So if you took off when you took off the talis katan, take off the shower. So the truth is, it depends. It depends what your kavanah was when you took off the talis katan. We're going to come to that soon. You would not. No, you would not make another bracha. If you slept the entire night with your talis katan, and you take off your talis katan to go into the shower, I don't think you would make another bracha, because that's not considered to be a hefsek. Taking off a talis katan for a short period of time is not. You know, I don't know the answer, because you can't take the talis with you into the shower. Maybe technically you can, so it will get wet. See, there's a very big difference between, let's jump ahead, okay, we're out of time, let's just jump ahead, let's just explain the issue that you're asking. When a person goes to the bathroom, right, you go to the bathroom, you take off your talis, and then you come out of the bathroom, and you put the talis back on. Do you make another bracha? No. Why not? Because it's not considered a hefsek. Why is it not considered a hefsek? I went to the bathroom. Technically, there's no prohibition of taking the talis with you into the Beis HaKise. You can do it. Make a me'ikar hadin. You can wear the talis in the Beis HaKise, the talis gadol. So this, that you took it off, it's your personal preference. It's not considered a hefsek. Whereas tefillin, if a person, no, it's not. It's a minhag. It's a minhag. Talis, you can throw it after you. You can throw it in the garbage when you finish your talis. You can throw it into the garbage. You put it in a plastic bag. Yeah, you don't have to know that tzitzis a tashmish a mitzvah can be thrown in the garbage. Can be thrown in the garbage. Not b'derech bezoyin. You have to wrap it up and properly dispose of in a that kovedik way.
It
does not need to be put in shemis. But what about, so let's say a person is wearing tefillin and he wants to go to the Beis HaKise. Now here is a really good illustration. Oh, exactly. So here's the illustration with this, where you really see the difference. You're wearing tefillin and you want to go to the Beis HaKise.
It's a comic book.
and you take off your tefillin to go to the Beis HaKis, you come back, do you make a bracha on the tefillin when you put them back on? So it depends why you went to the Beis HaKis. There's something called Kitanim and Gedolim. If you go for Gedolim, you must make a new bracha. Why? Because you're not allowed to wear tefillin. It's forbidden. It's usur to wear tefillin when one goes to the Beis HaKis for Gedolim. Therefore, that is the ultimate hefsek. Since I'm not allowed to be wearing tefillin at this moment in time, it's forbidden. That is considered to be a break. The bracha you made before has now expired. Now when you want to put the tefillin on a second time, you must make a new bracha. But if you go to the Beis HaKise for Kitanim, and you come back, you take off the tefillin, you come back, you don't make a new bracha. Why? It's not a hefsek. Because technically, if you wanted to keep the tefillin on in the Beis HaKise for Ketanim, you're allowed. And we don't do it. But you're allowed to do so. Since you're allowed to do this, that you chose to take it off, is not technically called a hefsek. I take a shower. At the minute you take a shower, you take off your clothing. But you know, in ancient times, it wasn't necessarily like that.
Right, people, with
yeah, they bury themselves sneers. Can we live? Yeah. That's right. That's how they did it. Go look in the Gemara. Sneers. People would never, their whole life, from the time they were born, they never ever uncovered.
Going to the mikveh, then you wouldn't have to take off.
So mikveh, you should know. Going to mikveh is also you wear loose clothing in the mikveh. It's not even so simple either. There's a concept of wearing loose clothing in the mikveh, so you're also not completely uncovered. It's not
a woman has to take off.
Even a woman. Today it's a whole different world. Today we have different
privacy.
Today we have different standards because there's such a chashash of a chatzitza. So we have all these chumras, so that's why it's done differently. Everything is today. But let's talk technically. You have to always go back to the technical law in order. So when you go, a person goes and you get your example. Your person slept the entire night. That's not a hefsek. If he would take off the tzitzis and go to sleep for half an hour, that is a hefsek. Because when you go to sleep for half an hour, your mind is not here. You're not conscious. That is considered to be a break from what you've done previously. So then the bracha has expired. When you put on the talis katan again, you need to make a new bracha. But if you're still wearing the talis katan when you're sleeping, that has not expired. Now your question was, you go and take a shower. So when you took a shower, you chose to take off your talis katan. Is that really called a hefsek? Not necessarily, because if you really want, you can go into the shower wearing your clothing. It'll get wet. Okay, so it'll dry off eventually. So I'm not sure if that would be considered a hefsek. Alright, so we'll stop over here. There's more to do about Misha Yaker, but we'll leave it for next time. We'll take a break now.